Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Don't let it mess up again.
I just
don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, be. I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, be. Puffing on your smoke, added to your habit. Caught up in your life and I'm ready for the baggage. Talking to my friends and the way they looking at it, I don't stand a chance, but they happy that I bet it. Haven't been the same, but I'm coming right back. Took a drag and it's pulling me back. Go insane and I wanna relapse. Praying on many caps that I don't, but I know that you're wrong, bringing me along. And I know that I'm wrong, keeping you in palm's reach. Keep you on beat, see no gone deep. And the homies saying, haven't seen you all week. You'd rather keep it like that. You only hit me on my line when you need me to rap. And now you keep me in traps, but you're feeding me fat. And I know. But I just don't tell me I'm addicted. And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face. Don't tell me I'm addicted. And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, be. I just
don't tell me I'm addicted.
And I hate when I lie, and I hate when you cry in my face.
Don't tell me I'm addicted.
And I worry about my problem, but you know that I never, be.
Good morning, this is Ashley, and you are listening to a special episode of Time Warp on 91.5 FM Medford WMFO Freeform Radio. Today, I have a special guest with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Malja. I use he, him pronouns, and I am a special guest on Ashley's show today.
Do you want to talk about the theme of today's show?
Yeah, just wanted to thank you for having me first. The theme of today's show is sort of growing up, personal change, and we're going to be talking about songs that we can't listen to the same way again because of emotion, person, whatever it may be. So if you have those types of songs,
sort of think about them and reflect upon them, and we're going to be going into them.
Great. So you just listened to Nicotine by Pretty Boy Aaron featuring Bronice and Sab. So that was a personal pick for me. But next up, Balja is going to play one of his own. Would you like to talk about this before or after?
Yeah, we can talk about it after.
Okay. So up next, you're going to hear a classic, in my opinion. And if it's not a classic in your opinion, you need to reevaluate your judgments. This is Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson.
What could be
Okay, you just heard Hookup Scene by Kacey Musgraves, and before that was Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. So all great selections from our guest today, Balja. Balja, are you a big Kacey Musgraves fan?
Yeah, I would say so. She came to TD Garden actually earlier this year, and I had the great opportunity to see her. And honestly, it was one of the best concerts of my life.
Wow.
And she was really great, yeah.
I love it when concert, like, live music is good because the artist, like, surprises you and it doesn't feel like how the studio recording of it is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this was one of the songs that she actually performed at TD Garden, and I was like, I'm not in a relationship right now, but I really feel this.
Did it feel full circle, or was it, like, what was the feeling?
So, honestly, I didn't like this album when it first came out.
Oh.
This is her album that came out late last year, and I was like, it's cool. But hearing it live really just changed everything, and I think it started to become full circle.
And what about Breakaway? I don't. Have you ever seen Kelly Clarkson live?
I haven't.
That would be insane.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, but she's too busy with her talk show.
That's true. That's true. I forgot about that. Wishing her the best. Love you, Kel.
Same.
anything else to talk about these songs?
I don't know. I think we're pretty big fans of Kelly Clarkson. Last night we stayed up listening to a lot of Kelly Clarkson songs.
Yeah, we had a homemade karaoke. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that kind of inspired our theme for today.
Yeah, we got to talking about growing up and stuff, as we always do. but I think Kelly Clarkson is really representative of, you know, growing up and all those pains and whatnot, and she really speaks to the youth. As youth workers, we can... Okay, maybe we should move on. Anyways, so here comes the second part of our episode, which is songs we can't listen to the same anymore for whatever reasons or experiences. So up next, we have a few of my picks. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. I'm
Okay, you just listened to Changes by Charles Bradley, and previously you heard Junkyard Cat by Trudy and the Romance. So those were some of the picks that I did. I think I was listening to those songs a lot freshman year spring. I don't know, the world hadn't really opened up yet, and I forget that at the time we didn't have the vaccine, so we were super cautious. I think I felt kind of lonely. But that song, Going Through Changes, yes. And it's the opening song for Big Mouth, which is a show that I enjoy. I don't know if I should be saying that, but yeah.
I've never seen it.
Okay, well, maybe we should watch it sometime, Balja. What changes have you been going through recently? What changes have you been going through this summer?
Well, that is a great question. I think this summer is a summer of realization for me.
Interesting.
Realization of career, realization of, you know, friends that I want to surround myself with, realization of, you know, who I am and what I'm interested in. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of changes going on overall, and I would say also changes in my music.
Changes in your music? How so? Please explain.
You know, when I was growing up and all throughout high school, I was really into these, like, poppy, really big, like, booming tracks of really upbeat music.
You're
a big Charlie fan. Big Charlie fan here. But I don't know, nowadays, it's more of this yearning, melancholic, soft tones that I've been into.
Oh, Volja. I think there's a time and place for both.
For sure.
Okay, so up next, you're going to be playing some selections of your own.
Yeah, so this next song is called Oceans and Engines by Nicki. Not Nicki Minaj, but Nicki spelled N-I-K-I, a artist from Jakarta.
Love that Asian representation.
Yes, of course.
She's so talented. Okay, please enjoy, everyone.
Saturday sunset, we're lying on my bed with 5 hours to go. Fingers entwined, and so were our minds crying. I don't want you to go. You wiped away tears, but not fears, under the still and clear indigo. Said, baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this, babe. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I pray the block in my airway dissipates and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies. Destiny decried. Something beautiful died too soon. But I'm letting go. Tonight, ooh. Plunging into all kinds of diverse. question and searching adrenaline. I see you're all that can intoxicate oceans and engines. You're skilled at infringing on great love affairs. Cause now my heart's home, all I've known is long gone and 10,000 miles away. And I'm not
when I see stars, that's all they are. When I Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible lies.
You just heard Some Nights by Fun, a very, very classic, and previously, before that, you were listening to Oceans and Engines by Nikki. So I think we picked those songs because last night we were definitely having, those are good karaoke songs, I must say. That one, and also Tonight, or no, not Tonight, We Are Young by Fun. I think I know every lyric to that song, not because I've tried to, but just for some reason, I think in our generation we know them. But before we get any further into it, I think we have a public service announcement.
I think we do. A little birdie told me these words today, and I just thought I'd like to share them with our listeners. Okay. Is that okay, Ashley?
I think it's all right with me.
All right. Well, if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest for WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Valsha, that's literally so funny. I picked that exact one to say last week.
I picked it because it was short.
Ah, I see. I thought it was funny. I thought we were kindred, but I guess not.
Oh, I'm just illiterate.
Oh, that's okay. You're a hard worker, so I think you get by.
Thank you.
Anything more to say about Some Nights and Fun before we move on?
I was just telling Ashley this as it was playing, but, you know, a lot of what we're talking about today is songs we can't listen to the same way again. And when I ask that question about other people, it's always a negative experience. But that song is something I listen to more fondly and more positively about nowadays. I didn't really like it. I never really listened to it until last night. And it just took a whole new meaning after not listening to it for years and listening to some of my best friends in the world. It meant a lot. So that's a song I would listen to the never the same way in a positive way.
That's again. Beautiful. I love that. And I think, you know, not everything has to be positive all the time, but it's good to reflect on things and accept them as they are. And I think that leads into our next song pretty well. It's called Will I See You Again by The Sacred Souls. And if you know me, you know this is one of my favorite songs. I think it definitely is a little bit yearning, but trying to also look back on this song and these experiences with a sense of humor, perhaps. Thank you.
sky are the lights hung? Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh, oh, oh. Is life made only for to end? Why do I do all this waiting then? Why this frightened part of me that's fated to pretend? Why is life made only for to end? Oh, 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 oh. City only for a while, here to face the fortune and the bile. I heard you on the radio, I couldn't help but smile. In the city only for a while, oh, oh, oh. Hung. Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh, 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 oh,
I'm sure there's gotta
That was There's Gotta Be More to Life by Stacy Orrico, and previously was Blue Spotted Tail by Fleet Foxes and Will I See You Again by The Sacred Souls. That was not an intentional triplet pairing of songs, but I'm glad that the last one switched the vibe up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this song came out in 03, Balja, you were just telling me.
Yeah.
How old were you? 1.5?
Yeah, I was 1.5. I was born in May 02.
Taurus baby.
But I don't know. I think even though this song came out in 03, and shout out if you do know the song, I think it's still very relevant and topical among, you know, students our age. And I discovered it first going into the pandemic, and I realized it was something that I felt very strongly about, and nowadays I just feel like I don't know if I'm chasing a feeling that I don't even know is there.
Wanting more. Last night Balja asked us, what do you want? And we were all like, what do you mean? And everyone answered very existentially. But I think that's okay, because this is the first summer that we're kind of like on our own, and it's really exciting in that way. So it's good to want things rather than not have dreams, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Any dreams you want to share before we wrap up, Balja?
Any dreams? Oh, wow. I would love a great big brunch after this. I'm so hungry.
That sounds good. I would love some spam.
Spam.
Okay, up next, we have a song called The Man Who Sees Tomorrow. So before you heard Blue Spotted Tail by Fleet Foxes, which was one of my favorite Fleet Foxes songs. And earlier this week, I actually got a chance to go to the concert with one of my best friends. Yeah, it was so good. Lots of white people, but you know, that's okay. As expected, they were really good live. Mm. And I think I really appreciated that. And they just, even though it was such a big venue, they still like interacted really earnestly and authentically with the audience, which I thought was super beautiful. And I'm not familiar with a lot of Fleet Foxes songs. I kind of just went there for like the vibe.
Right.
But it was super enjoyable. And their opener was so good. So this is their opener, Uwate. She has literally the most angelic voice ever. And hearing her live was amazing. So this is The Man Who Sees Tomorrow.
Just miss the morning. is told for you, my dear. It rings for everyone. And when I think of all the years I've spent under the sun, the man who sees tomorrow has shown me all the reasons I'd begun.
Again, you were just listening to The Man Who Sees Tomorrow by Awade, and yeah, I think we're going to close out our show with one last song. Thank you so much, Balja, for having, or for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure having this experience.
So lovely, before he hops on a plane to London in the fall semester. London town, literally. gonna get his life changed or whatever. yeah, any closing remarks before we close out our show today?
I don't know. I feel like to all the college students or any students out there, I would say, I know we have this inherent pressure to be doing something, or we had to live up to something or fulfill a whatever. But I just want to reiterate that, you know, we're all on our own track, and no, you are where you are, and things are going to work out, hopefully. I'm trying to convince myself as I convince you guys.
Oh yeah, manifesting for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Balja, for that lovely, lovely message. This is Ashley and Balja, and you're listening to Time Warp on WMFO Medford 91.5 Freeform Radio. That was a lot of things that I didn't get in the right order, but that's all right. And to close out today's show, and along those lines, here is another, dare I say, classic. I think it is a classic. 20-something by SZA, one of the greatest artists of all time. Please enjoy. And hope you have a lovely day wherever you are and wherever you're listening from.
How you ain't say you was moving forward? Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I'll miss the way you need me, yeah. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone, still not a thing in my name? Ain't got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing, running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings, stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings, good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
Hoping my 20-somethings won't end, hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me, kill me. Separate, I feel it's permanent like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try, think of the past, please stay. How could it be 20-something all alone, still not a phone in my name? Ain't got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing, running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings, stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings, good luck on them 20-somethings. Oh, God bless them 20-somethings. Hoping my 20-somethings won't end, hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill.
And if it's an illusion, I don't want to wake up. I'm going to hang on to it. Because the alternative is an abyss. It's just a hole, a darkness, and nothingness. Who wants that? You know? So that's what I think about control. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That was beautiful, Mommy. That was perfect.